But while the UK economy has overtaken the French in the last 20 years or so, it seems there's been a price to pay in rising levels of stress. But can managers really do anything about it? Or are they indeed the ones who make much of this stress in the first place? In the second of his reports, Chris Carnegie has been on the inside of the multinational pharmaceutical company Novartis.
A hotel conference room in England, and from across Asia, the Americas, Europe and Africa, the top personnel officers from the manufacturing arm of Novartis have gathered. Their company is about to become the fourth biggest drugs business in the world, but they're worried they risk making their own staff sick. The problem is stress, caused when employees can't cope with the pressures of a fast-moving industry. Emily Neff runs the Novartis Change Management Programme from its headquarters in Switzerland.
Very often in high-performing companies and companies with action-oriented cultures, there's no place for emotion part, and there's no place for people complaining about stress or whatever. They just have to adapt to what we ask them. And that's becoming more and more a challenge. So we have decided that we have to do something to try to support people to better being able to react to changes.
In the previous part of this report, we heard that freedom to decide how you work is a key defense against stress. For Novartis, that's not easy in one of the world's most heavily regulated industries. Mike Batchelor is hosting the event.
It is a constrained environment. The trouble is that makes people reluctant to take risks, because clearly they don't want to risk patient welfare or the quality of the product. So the trick is actually to encourage people to be creative, but within boundaries. Still have that positive approach to their work, you know, rather than simply doing what they're told.
I was reminded one day of a famous saying by Abraham Lincoln, who said that he reckoned that folk were just about as happy as they chose to be. There just seemed to be people who would be walking around with a miserable face no matter what had happened to them, and some people that seemed to have the most awful lives but still kept a smile.
Addressing the conference now is Cheryl Buggy, a stress management expert who's been hired by Novartis to help the business plan its fight back against a growing problem.
Every day people seem to be experiencing more and more stress. They're perceiving a lot more challenges or threats. It can come in the shape of too many emails, too many meetings, too many demands, too much rush. So their body is constantly releasing all the chemicals that create the stress, and they never get back to normal. And the research is showing that if you have too much of that in your system, it stops your brain functioning properly, so you can't learn and remember effectively, and actually it makes you very ill.
Novartis change manager Emily Neff knows the company's own bosses are key to protecting staff.
It's about being aware of what's happening with your employees. So me, as your boss, I have to be aware of the consequences of what I'm asking you, how you're affected by that, and then I have to try to guide you. Very often we impose a change, but people don't understand why it's needed.
And Cheryl Buggy's message is, it's not what happens, but how you choose to react to it that makes the difference between being pressured and feeling stressed.
If we decide something's going to stress us, that's exactly what happens. If we decide it's not going to, and we change our attitude and our thoughts about it, we don't release the chemicals that create the stress. So if somebody's trying to wind you up, for example, and give you a hard time because they're having a hard day, you realise what's going on, you don't let it happen. You see it a different way.
For Novartis, this event is just the start of a worldwide strategy to tackle stress among its workers. As global head of human resources for the company's manufacturing arm, Barry Walsh is paying for the event. He's in no doubt it's a good investment.
If our employees signal to us that they feel more contented, more happier within the workplace and environment, for me that would be the biggest win, because that for me equates to more productive and motivated employees.
Barry Walsh of the drug company Novartis, ending that report on stress by Chris Carnegie. And on our website, news that the...